Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
There are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Tune-up show. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Michelle Ambergy. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. How's everybody doing?
I'm exhausted, and we haven't even really gotten to the holidays yet. And usually I'm exhausted like everybody else when we get to December, but I don't know. I feel weary. But I was probably supposed to say, I'm fine. How are you? So I'm fine. How are you?
You know what, Ken? There's so much in the collective right now that is just tension. You know, we've got massive storms on the East Coast. We've got all these fires on the West Coast. And holidays coming and people coming out of all the election stuff. And I just feel like this crackle in the group consciousness. And for people that are sensitive, like you and I and probably most of our listening base, we feel it, and it does make us feel weary. It really does.
And Mercury getting ready to do its little trick.
Yeah, Merc's getting ready to do its thing. But you know what, Ken, we were talking about this a little bit before we got on the air, and I was saying that despite the fact that everything is just wackadoodle out there, I am determined to live in unicorns and rainbows, in my living on my boat on denial, and get through this holiday season with a smile on my face and joy in my heart. Gosh darn it. If everybody says I'm in denial and I'm crazy and I'm out of touch with reality, I don't care. I want to be happy. Gosh darn it.
You know,
and that's my stance.
I'm with you, and I believe all of that stuff. I just need it to live that and also have it pay well. That would be awesome. Who do I need to talk to about that?
The angels.
Okay. Angels.
Come on, angels.
Yeah. I clocked in, you know, if you could keep that on the thing there and get that checked to me, that would be great. Off track before we even get started. How's that? The number is 347-838-9903. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room and join us there. When I say listening, I mean on the Blog Talk Radio website. And I say this all the time. And I think it is still true. If you're listening using the Blog Talk Radio app on your phone or device or whatever, I do not believe that you can access the chat room from there. And this isn't like something that's broken. I just don't think it was built that way. They could be working on it. I have no idea. If you are listening on your device and you can go, hey, look, there's the chat room right there. Pop in and tell me so, and I will correct all of that. I'm only saying it because I know that some people listen and they don't want to be on the radio, but they like to pop in the chat room, whether they're chatting with other people who are in there or they're just they want to use that to sort of send a question in. The regular chat room, I just opened it up, so it's just me in there, but you can come in and say hi. That's the only reason that I mentioned that, because I know some people do like the chat room, so it's not anything that we did that makes it not appear on the app. I think that's the I took a really long way to get there, but that's how that is. Other ways to connect: social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at psychictapestry on Twitter. You can also go to the website, psychictapestry.com, and in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message. You can connect that way as well. Phone's the best, of course, because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of the conversation is much easier on the phone. But you could be at work. You could be shy and not want to be on the radio, or we want to be private, or something else we haven't even thought of. That's why all those other options are available to you. I got off and running here, and I didn't tell you all about Michelle. Michelle is an angelic intuitive, master energy healer, spiritual. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What the heck happened?
The internet here went out and craziness ensued. So my apologies to everybody. I see a couple people still hung on the line. Got to try and make this work somehow anyway. So bear with us. I don't even remember where we were. Any idea?
We were talking about me, which I'm a little miffed.
Oh yeah. I had brought up the keto thing, and I wasn't sure how you referred to that. Is it a keto lifestyle coach or how do you?
Yeah. Keto lifestyle coach is a great way to put it. I haven't really settled on it. And also founder of Keto Club Plus. There's already people that are taken off with the idea that I've presented out there to the world for the last couple of months. So it's kind of cool. It's like, all right, I have a great idea going on because people are snagging it and running with it.
Cool. That is very cool. We talked about it a bunch last week, but just in case people are listening who weren't here, you have kind of the Cliff Notes version of what it is that you're doing?
Yeah, what it is it's called Keto Club Plus. I have it on a platform called Patreon that is a membership platform. Right now it's only $10 a month, and what you get is you get everything you need to do the keto way of living, the keto way of eating, which heals the body. It helps to lose weight. It helps with chronic illnesses. I've got both and have had such major healing, major, like I have so much energy now. My mind is clear. It's awesome. But also, when dealing with chronic illness and obesity, whether you're 5 pounds overweight or 150 pounds overweight, there are emotional issues involved. And I've noticed out there that nobody's dealing with that. Well, that's what I do. That's who I am. That's what I've been doing for 16 years. And so I've added that to my coaching and to what I do, and it's making all the difference in the world. And so the angels imbued me with this idea for Keto Club Plus, $10 a month. You get put onto a super secret Facebook group, and there we talk about everything. We have live videos. We have breakout classes. You got recipes. You got meal plan ideas. You've got a support group. I do meditations on the Facebook Live. We talk about all the different things that come up. I mean, it's awesome. You get everything you need, not just, oh, here's a diet. You know, here's some ideas and go join a Facebook group where everybody's, you know, talking about what's wrong. It's not what we do. It's a support group that tells you everything that's right and what you need to do to get through it. We do EFT, hypnotherapy, meditations. It's awesome. Awesome. So that's the cliff note.
I think it's a wonderful idea because for all of us who have struggled with this kind of issue, getting healthy is something that we want to do, but we rarely address any of the other stuff that put us where we are.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel alone. And
yeah.
And this tackles both of those things, and I just think it's great. So I definitely wanted to mention that again. And I put a link up on Facebook page at facebook.com/psychictapestry. You'll see a link to Keto Club Plus if you didn't get the link to just go directly there. You can, of course, go directly there. Patreon, patreon.com/KetoClubPlus. So either of those will work for you. I just see that Roy Clark has passed away. I just got a notification.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They've got a heck of a band up there. That just took me by surprise. Sorry, music is a big thing for me. If you don't already know that, so I was taken aback by that. Thanks, by the way, to everybody who is hanging on the phone. I know it's been a shaky start to the show because of technological things. Mercury goes into retrograde, I believe, tomorrow. But really, it's so close right now. I'm not at all surprised that there were gremlins in the ghosts in the machine, if you will. Before we get to calls, you and I were talking before the show started, and you were talking about ancestors and how they seem to be really prominently around. Which is something that a lot of people would think of would be a last month kind of thing, October leading up to Halloween, veil is thin, all of that stuff. But you had this feeling that there are more around now, and I thought this would be a great place to talk about that, especially with Thanksgiving coming up next week. So many of us are thinking about family. And you can't help but think about the family that's no longer on this plane.
Yeah.
I didn't know specifically what direction you wanted to take that in because of all the technological fun stuff. So I will throw it to you and see where you want to go, and then I'll come in and try not to steer it the other way.
That's what I love about you, though. We get to go all over the map. Between you and me, we cover ground, man.
We do.
Well, you know what I what I was getting this morning? I woke up and I actually had I just felt like there were a lot of loved ones on the other side that are around me, and I don't I am a medium. I work as a psychic medium and you know, an angelic intuitive and stuff. But usually I feel the angels around me. That's just kind of where I vibe. But this morning and even last night, I was just feeling ancestors around, and like people are wanting to communicate with their loved ones. People are wanting to make that connection. And I do think it's probably because there's so much just like, energy going on right now. And I do feel like from the other side, there's a lot of soothing energy, like ancestors want their loved ones to know that everything's okay, not to panic, everything's okay. I'm getting that really strong. And I just feel like we probably want to open that up for the show, because I feel like we probably, our little mini readings today might include some of that. Because, you know, as we come into the holidays, we really do start missing those that we've lost, and those that continue to be around us too. You know, the people, I know a lot of people that keep an extra chair for grandma at the Thanksgiving table or the Christmas dinner or even the Hanukkah table for their loved ones. And that's such a beautiful tradition. And I feel like this year, I'm feeling almost like I want to cry. Like this year, it's really important to remember your loved ones, to include them in your festivities and really bring them close. Right now, Archangel Michael is telling me part of the reason that, and he's saying many of you, many of us are feeling this, is because the veils are very, very thin. And he's saying all, even coming through from even Halloween all the way through, and he's saying that this is an unusual occurrence. It's due to, he's saying, planetary alignment, consciousness, and don't forget, we are in this transitional time as a grand galactic experience. And he's saying the veils are very thin and your loved ones are very close by. And to remember that they love you as much as you love and miss them, and to include them, that they're only on the other side of the wall. It's like they're in another room. He's saying they're not in another galaxy. They're in another room, and they can very easily be called into the room with you. And he's saying that there's mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, friends that really are wanting to be closer to you and to acknowledge that. And I'm wondering if Ken, maybe, you know what? Let's talk about how you can tell if your loved ones are around.
Okay.
I feel like some of our listeners are kind of like, well, how do I tell? How do I tell if they're around? How do you tell when beloveds on the other side are around?
They pop into my head when I'm thinking about something else. You know, it's just a feeling. I mean, there are some that there are tangible signs, pipe smoke, cigar smoke, perfume, that kind of thing. But for family members, I just all of a sudden they just pop into my head. And a lot of times this would happen. This isn't something new. This has happened before all my life, but I never really, I just missed it, you know? I wonder why I'm suddenly thinking about my uncle. Oh, he was a great guy. I miss him. And then on and on. Where's the Cap'n Crunch? You know? And, but now that I have learned more and I've finding my way, I get that it's a connection, and it's not. I think a lot of people get caught up in that they want to mean something huge, big, life changing, Da Vinci Code secret kind of thing. and so often, it's a hi, I love you, I miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm proud of you. You're doing great. Or hang in there. It's those kind of messages. And what I always tell people is that if you think about your grandparents or great-grandparents or an uncle or cousin or a parent or a sibling or whoever it is that was close to you who has passed away, if you could pick up your phone and call them, what would they say to you? And most of the time it's not going to be about where they hid the money or, you know, or any kind of, you know, it's not going to be a sock tip. It's not going to be Powerball numbers. It's not going to be any of that kind of stuff. Most of the time it is, God, it's so good to connect with you. I miss you. I think about you all the time. I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of what you're doing. Hang in there. You know, those are the kind of things that they're, and you know it, if you think about any of your loved ones that have passed, you know that that's really what they would say. And sure, you can say, oh, that sounds really generic, but it's still true.
Right.
That's what they would tell you. And they want to, and even though they know so very much, they want to hear what you have to say, what you're doing, how you're feeling, what you're going through, what you've been up to. They know that kind of stuff, but there's that family connection of that you share those kind of things with family. And
yeah.
And it's the same. So, you know, if your grandfather shows up and, you know, you want to tell him about your kid's baseball game, and I mean, he was probably there, but he still wants to hear it from you. And you can tell him how tough the job is or things that you're struggling with or whatever. Whatever's on your heart, on your mind, share that. You share that with family. And I know sometimes family is a tough thing for people, especially around this time of year, because you don't have great relationships with them. And family can be family of choice. It doesn't have to be blood family. So
yeah.
It's the same if it's somebody who is close to you. That's your circle. That's your family. But don't be so quick to dismiss it. And you don't have to wait for them to pop into your head. You can reach out if you're thinking about them. They're with you in an instant when you think about them.
Yeah.
So if you can, and I feel like I have gone way far away from the question you asked me, Michelle.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But let me turn it back to you. And I know it's, you know, because you have lots of mediumship experience, it's not quite the same as anybody who's listening might experience, but it's also not that different. So
yeah.
What happens with you when, how do you know that they're near?
Well, just like you, the very first thing that you said is they pop into my head. That's what I did last night. My Grandma Jetta. Hi, Grandma Jetta. She is actually my ex-husband's mother's mother, and she was this darling little Italian lady who just cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked, and she was the sweetest person in the world. And so I always know when she comes around, and she doesn't come around me all that much, but she pops into my head, and then I smell suku, which is the spaghetti sauce. And then her house always smelled like yummy food, whether she was making suku or she was doing frittatas or she was baking. She baked delicious stuff like cheesecakes and cream puffs. And oh my God. Every time you went over there, it was just like an extravaganza. And I get that smell coming through. And then I just feel her. You know, people have a feel. And especially people that you love dearly, you can feel what they felt like when they were alive, when you were in their presence. And I'm an empath, and I want to say again, Archangel Michael was saying, a lot of our listeners, you guys feel it, but you, oh my gosh, what is that? You don't stop and connect with the feeling. And so I kind of want to recommend, especially through the holidays, guys, when a loved one pops into your head and then all of a sudden you're kind of getting the feeling, stop and take a breath and just fall into that feeling. And that's them communicating with you. That's them trying to connect with you. And so feelings just pop into your head. A lot of people think psychic and mediums have like this book in front of them or this movie running in front of them to where they see all the details. And, you know, I've been working as a professional medium. I've been certified as a psychic and medium. I mean, and to get certified, you have to be like 60-70% correct. And I get flashes in my head. I don't get a movie screen. I don't have a book in front of me telling me the story. I get flashes and pieces in my head. And then using my feeling nature, using my clairsentience, my clairaudience, my clairgustience, my clair everything, because I've kind of honed my skills, I can put all of it together. And plus, I let the angels help me. I let them kind of tell me what's going on. Oh, this is blah, 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 blah. So I use all of the different pieces together. But a lot of it is the feeling. And it's like, and my mom is popping in right now too. And she was so funny and cute and sweet and a really strong woman. She kind of pops in and I just hear in my head, well, feel this. How does this feel, sweetheart? And so even thoughts in your head, clairaudience, I don't hear them outside of me. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I don't hear them outside of me like a live person is talking to me. I hear it in my head. It's in my head. And a lot of people discount it because they're like, oh, no, that, you know, that doesn't count. That's just me thinking. Well, yeah, because spirit needs to use your thinking mechanisms, your hearing mechanisms, your seeing mechanisms that are in your head to communicate with you. And that's why it feels like it's, quote, unquote, all in your head, because it is. It totally is. And so that's how I experience it. That's how I experience it. And then I trust what I'm getting, and I stop when I'm getting it and just go, oh, what is that? A lot of people just blow right through and keep on going, you know, instead of stopping going, oh, my gosh, I just thought about my mom. Oh, my gosh, I can feel her. Oh, my gosh, she's here. And I really want to tell our listeners, whether here right now or listening later, that when you get those little flashes, take a second. You know, take a second, tap into that, because something's going on.
And I just like to add that because so many of my relatives who have passed away were a generation removed, if not more. And we weren't really close, didn't see them very often. So for a lot of the things that you describe, I won't have. Because I love my grandfather very much, but he passed away before I was born. So I never got to meet him. So a lot of those things of how they felt when they were alive, I don't really know. But because he has been around so much, I do kind of have a feel for him now. And that can be the same for you. It's something that you'll probably have to work on, but just because you didn't know them well doesn't mean that they don't still love you. And it doesn't mean they won't check on you and see how you're doing. And it doesn't mean that you can't tap into them and bring them in. For those relatives that you did know, what I've suggested to somebody close to me, and I won't out them on this joke, but what I suggested to somebody is find a quiet place, whether it's a bench at the park or at the beach or in your own home, your phone turned off or wherever it is, and think about whoever it is that you're missing. But don't think about them in a sad way. Oh, it's such a shame that you're gone and that kind of thing. Think about a happy memory. Think about something about them and imagine that they're sitting there next to you. And if you can imagine that, imagine what they would say to you. And that's a great way to kind of get that ball rolling. You're imagining it, but it's getting that part of your brain, your head, your spirit, your soul, whatever. It's getting it into that place to make that connection. So you can think about, you know, if my grandfather was sitting here right now, what would he say to me? What would I say to him? And you can get it going. And if you can get yourself to do that without dismissing it, if you can get yourself to do that, you'll find that the conversation will continue. And pretty soon it won't be, you won't feel like you're making the effort to imagine what he would say. You're sort of getting what he would say and what you would say to him. And it's a wonderful, wonderful gift to give yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they really do want to be with you.
Yeah.
You know, and again, so often we think that they're in some far off land, and they aren't. You know, they're right here with us. They're just like I love when Archangel Michael put that, and it wasn't me that originally thought about it. Someone else had said it, and it might even have been you, Ken, that they're just in another room. They're not in some far off land. They're right here, and especially during the holidays. And, you know, grandpa that you never knew loves you just as much as a grandpa that you did know, because they are family and they are linked to you. Because I get my mom's dad, Grandpa Haight, and I don't think I ever met him, or if I did, I was very, very young. And he comes through all the time. I mean, he's a rough and tough little Welsh and Scotsman, you know, and he comes in with his accent and his whole thing, and he's like a little butt kicker. and he kind of tells me what's what every once in a while. And so they love us.
I think so many people, because of movies and TV shows, so many people are waiting for that disembodied voice or the shimmering light or whatever other special effects that you've seen, that they're waiting for that. And if they get the feeling that their uncle is around, but they don't hear the voice or they don't see the face, you know, that they're just, it's just me missing him and wishing he were here. And you do miss him and wish he was here, but you know what? He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
don't. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think one of the beautiful things about our radio show is that we can let our listeners know that they really are with you. You know, it's not, and they're not a ghost. They're a presence, they're a consciousness, they're a love energy that is connected to you. And it's so cool. It's so beautiful. I mean, think about being able to connect into that. You begin to connect into that oneness that everybody's talking about, right? Like, oh, we're all one. Well, yeah, that includes those on the other side too.
Yep.
And it's so cool.
It really is. My grandfather, my mother's father, passed away a few months before I was born. But I heard about him my whole life, and he has been with me my whole life. I just didn't know until the last 5 or 6 years. My other grandfather passed away when I was 3 or 4, and I know I met him probably several times, but I don't remember. And recently, I felt like he was around. And he told me that he said, I know I wasn't a great father, but I would like to be a great grandfather. Mm. And you know, I know you listen to a show like this and you expect that Michelle and I have all the answers. And I really don't know how to how to proceed with that, other than to keep talking to them and to keep trying to. And I think really that's all it is. But I don't have, you know, Michelle, you were talking about ancestors showing up and hearing their voices and accents and stuff like that. And for me, with my grandfathers, I never, with one, I never had the chance to hear his voice, and the other, I just, you know, I was a toddler. I don't remember. So I don't hear their voices in my head, but I just kind of know. I just kind of know. Yeah. I feel what they're trying to tell me, and I just kind of know. And I feel like my one of my grandfathers is here saying, well, you don't really know all the time. That's why we keep coming back and telling you stuff. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get that because I'm human. I understand that, but that's what it's like. And you know, and if you think about a relative who's still here that maybe you don't know very well, you don't have a great relationship with, and you think about what would you do to change that? You would spend more time with them.
Yeah.
And it's the same. And I feel like I can, there was a you know, the Disney animated movie Aladdin.
Yes, I love it.
There was a scene in there where Aladdin, something suddenly clicks for him, and the genie says, he can be taught. And I feel like that was Archangel Michael right now doing that to me, because I'm saying lots of things I need to hear about spending more time with my guides and my ancestors. And Michelle, maybe you'll know the answer to this. I don't know why I don't. I get so caught up in things that I'm doing or trying to do, paying bills and having enough time to do all of the things I'm responsible for, and maybe squeezing something I want to do. And I feel like the days go away, and even if I have a little bit of time, I'm like, okay, I've got a little bit of time left that I don't have to do something, I don't use that time to make those connections, to further those relationships. And I'm not sure why that is.
Because that's just how we're programmed.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, we live in a world where it's go, 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 do, make that money. You know, we're all like under the gun, especially with the money thing. You know, the majority of the population doesn't make enough money. You know, the cost of living is like through the roof. And, you know, we're in Southern California where it's just like ridiculous, the cost of things, you know, and gas and food and housing. And so we're constantly under the gun to get the bills paid. And I get caught up in that too. Matter of fact, I got kind of smacked down last night by the angels where they were like, would you just stop? You know, just stop. Because I was worried about money. It's like, oh my God, the holidays are coming. And oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And I don't have enough money. And I didn't get enough clients last week. And I only made, you know, a couple hundred bucks this week. And blah, 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 blah.
Right.
When your mind is filled with all of that, It's like a room that's packed full of boxes, and like no more boxes are going to fit. And so the beautiful things are our loved ones on the other side that want to communicate with us, our guides, our angels, the universe. You know, there's no room for that, and we get stuck in that patterning, and it's very easy. And we've been in this pattern for kind of hundreds of years, and it really is breaking the patterning, and that's why we go back to prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation, my friends, that's how you break the patterning. That's how you get out of that and start tapping more into the inner world and the finer things in life, and not meaning crystal and diamonds and Maseratis, but the ethers, the angels, the spiritual realms, the unseen realms that are so beautiful and magical and filled with such love and grace. And oh, and I know people just get so mad at me that they're like, shut up with the prayer and meditation already. But it's the key, it's the magic, you know?
You know, it is a kind of magic, and it's amazing. And I know when I do take the time, when I meditate, or I just say take some time and talk to some dead person, I always feel better afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And it is really an amazing thing to be able to meditate and sit on a bench at the beach between my two grandfathers and watch the ocean. And, you know, we don't even have to talk, just to feel like that's where I am is an amazing gift. And I know that, and, you know, or to spend, you know, so spend some time having Johnny Cash try to correct my behavior. You know, it's an amazing, wonderful gift to be able to do that. And I don't say that like I have this great gift and you don't, haha. We all do. And that I know that, but I don't choose to do that. I'm just, it boggles me. And I can feel like Michael is sitting here going, yeah, it boggles me too. Knock it off. but it is such a wonderful thing, and everybody who's listening can do this. And I don't even know why I say and. You can right now.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Or you could wait another 45 minutes till the show's over and then do that. But I don't even know what I'm gonna say.
I don't even know what we're doing here. It's awesome. It's how I live my life most of the time now. I just learn to just let go, fling my hands out, look up to the sky and say, what's next?
Well, what's next should probably be some calls. What do you think?
Let's see if people have questions.
I'm pretty sure they do, because there are a lot of people hanging on. 347-838-9903 is the number. Michelle, for people who are tuning in for the first time, what is it that you're prepared to do for callers today?
Well, my pat answer is anything as long as it's legal. But I will be using the Oceanic Tarot cards for your readings. Also, Archangel Michael says that he is on deck to help you out and to help you with anything that you need. And he is saying, please, please, please ask a question. Don't say, oh, give me something about my future. He's saying, I will hang up on you. He is being sassy this morning. the things they make me say. We promise we will not hang up on you. If the angels want to take over, that's up to them.
Right.
But no, what? Ask us about whatever you guys need help with. That's part of the reason why we do this show.
Exactly. The number is 347-838-9903. For my part in it, I'll kind of do the same thing, except that I have a music player going with thousands and thousands of songs in it, and they're randomly playing. And I'm asking my guides and angels, and Michael, that includes you, to give me the song that's for you. So when you call in, I'll tell you what's playing and what I think it means for you. And one of the things that I just love about music is that it's so personal that I can tell you that Walking on a Thin Line by Huey Lewis in the News was just playing. And I can tell you about Huey, and I can tell you about that song and what I think it means for you, and that's great. But you could have a personal connection to that, and that's valid. Sometimes that's just how it works. Angels and spirit like to use what's in our head to get a message across. And sometimes what they give to me is enough to trigger in you what you need to know. And that's really true of any kind of reading you get. So just keep that in mind. 347-838-9903 is the number, and we're really going to start taking some calls, right?
Can I ask you a question really quick? I have one of my clients, students, and very dear friends has just contacted me on Facebook Messenger, and she said, "I don't know how to get to the chat. How do people get to the chat room? Do they go on the Blog Talk Radio Psychic Tapestry?"
Yeah, if you go, if you're listening to this show, you're probably listening to you're definitely listening to Blog Talk Radio. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio website, and it's blogtalkradio.com/psychictapestry. When you click on today's show, which you've probably already done because you're listening to it, you just scroll down and the chat room is there. And if it's not there, reload the page.
All right.
But that's how it works. And again, it's just for your desktop. It's your computer. It doesn't seem to be with the app. By the way, there's a question from the chat room. Will you take questions via chat room? Yes. If you want to just type it in there, that's fine. If you want to private message it to me in the chat room, that's okay too. I punched up a caller, and they're patiently listening to all of this through, I think, through their Skype connection. We could go ahead and start with them. Hi, thank you for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, is it me?
It's you.
It's you.
Yeah, you.
Thank you. Sounds like it's going to be fun. My name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Mexico right now.
Okay. And how can we help you today?
Well, I wanted to receive a message. I recently cut off a sister of mine after my father passed away. I felt that it was an appropriate time for me to tell her never to call me or talk to me ever again because she's been toxic all my life. And I found out that she and another sister were gossiping behind my back. I was taking care of all of my father's paperwork and I was the executor, and I just don't have time for that type of negativity anymore, so I decided to cut it off, and I'm hoping that she's going to honor that and that there's not going to be any more negative gossip behind my back because I don't need that in my life.
No. You know what, Patricia, I just wanted just to let you know I went through the same thing with my brother. It's like, it seems like those situations just bring out the worst in people's behaviors. It's like when people pass away and if there's an estate of any size, whether it's $100 or $1 billion, people freak out and the ugly comes out. And if you've already had problems, I'm going to tell you, my brother was a pain in my butt my entire life. He was a nightmare child, but I loved him, you know. But, man, when my mom passed away, it was like this demon child came out in him. And, he actually declared me dead because I wasn't doing what he wanted me to do. But what I'm getting really strong from Archangel Michael right now is that now that you have cut it off, let it go. It's not for you to decide how she's going to handle all of this. And he's saying, you cut it off, so you let it go. If she talks behind your back, if she does stuff, if she honors it or doesn't honor it, you hold your ground and let it go and move forward. He's saying, you didn't do anything wrong. You did the best that you could.
Yeah.
And what's happening is he's saying is you're almost like holding – he's saying it's like you're holding the strings of connection, and so it's almost like you're keeping it. You're keeping the contention around you. It's not with her, but you're still holding on to that energy. And he's saying, let go. It's done. It's over with. Let it go. And he's saying, even do a thing. He's showing me, call upon him and ask him to cut all of those cords. Just cut all of the cords connected to all of your family. He's saying it's not really just your sister. Cut it all out. Cut those cords, and they're non-beneficial cords, and just bring your energy into you and get centered within you. You will reconnect with the family members, you know, that you love and that you're close to at a higher level, at a more peaceful, loving level when you do something like that. And it's kind of basic energetic hygiene stuff, but he's like it's coming through the back of my head and out my mouth, like, let it go. Stop worrying about what she's going to do, not going to do, if she's going to do it how you want to do, whatever. Just let it go and hold your ground. That's the other thing, is hold your ground. And the cards that I'm getting are the cards of competition, anxiety, like need for security. But the final cards are luck and abundance for you. So let it go and just, and also he's saying, enjoy the peace. And he's saying, and don't feel guilty about it, because she is how she is. And he's saying she's not an altogether bad person. She's just a hard person to be around. And really, he's saying this is a blessing for you to let it go. But he's saying stop trying to control what she's going to do and get on with doing what you do, and you'll feel so much more peaceful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I'm still connected in a little way, because I'm the one who's caring for another sister in a nursing home, and she's about ready to pass on, so I have to be involved again.
Sure.
But I'm going to go about it with another sister that I get along with. I'm going to try to avoiding the other one, because once my other sister passes, that's it. I am not ever going back to the family, ever.
Yeah, no.
That's
and
it.
You don't need to.
No, yeah.
Why he is so much like, hold your ground. And it doesn't mean you have to be mean and nasty to them. Don't lower yourself to their level. No. You know, just smile and nod your head and go about doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? And he's saying that this is a really good experience for you, because it's teaching you to hold your ground, and it's actually going to flow out into other areas of your life that you have put up with people not being quite as good to you as they should be.
Yeah.
And he's kind of giggling. He goes, and you know what we're talking about. And it's not like necessarily any great big bad thing, but you're actually kind of like putting your big girl boots on and going to start walking through this world in a lot more power and strength. And it's interesting, because Archangel Michael is saying the people who have not been good to you will fall before you. When you stand up and be really strong and hold your ground in this. And I don't think he means like literally fall, but they will all start going, oh, crap, she's not going to put up with our nonsense anymore. And so this is like a life lesson for you right now. So do it. Do it with power. Don't feel bad about having to stand up for yourself. It's time.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Now, is Michael the excuse me, I'm sorry. If I just have a second here, is Michael the Archangel the one that appears to me in a black cloak?
He's saying no.
Okay.
He's saying no.
there's a spirit that appears to me, but he's healed me. It's a good spirit, but he always comes in a cloak, either in a black, like a cloak, or a brown cloak. One time I thought it was like, what is it, Francis of Assisi. He kind of looks like
a
monk.
Yeah, it's like a monk. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. It's like a monk. You know, it's interesting because I'm getting chills on this. I'm getting a feeling almost like this is a guide for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm also very much getting the feeling that this is almost like Archangel Azrael, who is known as the angel of death, but also the angel of transformation. And, oh, I'm getting chills. So, yeah, it's Azrael. And he's here to actually to help you transform. It's like he's showing almost like transform the first half of your life so that you move into the second half with more joy and abundance and health and happiness.
Oh, wow.
And he's taking off his hood and he's showing me his face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he comes to you very quiet also because he's coming to you as, and he's allowing himself to be known right now because you are dealing with death. You are dealing with transformation and transition. And he's saying that you have almost like that gift of I don't even know what they call that, like almost like a hospice kind of a person, only a spiritual hospice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I've actually helped a brother of mine transition. And when people die, I always go to sleep before they die, and then I go to their home. They pass away, and then when I wake up, I receive a phone call that they've died.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some gifts in this. You might want to look into developing some of your mediumship gifts because you have that. And start calling upon Azrael and ask him what he is there to help you with. Because I feel like, because he comes to people who deal with death.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, oh, but in helping people through. And death can be also be like not physical death, but like a spiritual transition too, where people kind of die to their old self and become anew. It's kind of what Jesus is talking about becoming born again. It didn't mean you had to become a Christian, but a lot of times we go through transitions where we lose our egoic self when we step more into our spiritual self. And he's saying this is where you're at right now, and this is kind of who you are. This is like what you came here to be and to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have goosebumps all over my body and up the back of my neck, so I would definitely ponder this message very deeply and start contacting Azrael. And it's Azreal if you want to look him up.
Okay.
Google him. Archangel Michael's going, Google him. And some of this stuff he's like, angel of death. Well, death is not a bad thing. Death is transition. And there's many transitions we go through, whether in life or as we leave our physical form. But I'm really excited for you, honey. I feel like that this is a new opening and a new opportunity for you. And Ken, I feel like you've got stuff you want to add too. So I will
thank
turn
you.
It over to Ken. You're welcome.
I do. I was pretty sure it was Azrael right away when you started talking. I've worked with Azrael before, and he's telling me right now, well, not much. Like I know. But. But you don't need to be afraid. I know Azrael is known as the angel of death, and it's big, scary boogeyman kind of stuff, but it's not like that. You don't need to be afraid. I mean, he takes what he does seriously, but people see angels differently. Like I see Archangel Michael a lot of times as similar to John Travolta, because he was the actor who played Michael in the movie Michael 25 years ago, whatever it was. So that's sort of how, that's my frame of reference. Azrael came to me first, almost like Darth Vader, because that's the kind of thing that I had put on him. But sometimes, like Burgess Meredith's character in the Rocky movies, kind of like a coach, and sometimes as other things too. But it's your frames of reference, so people see him differently. But you don't the thing you don't need to be afraid, because he's not okay. Good.
He's given me a lot of comfort, and he's actually healed me as I'm sleeping, so that's beautiful. I look for him. I want him to come around.
Good. I know when we talk about Azrael and that he's the angel of death, a lot of times people flip out about that, and I just wanted to make sure you knew that you don't need to be afraid. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was "Only the Lonely" by Roy Orbison, and I don't think this is about sadness. I think what you're dealing with now can make you feel like you're the only one that is going through this. It can make you feel alone, and you're not. If we had the time, we could ask people to call in who have similar family situations, and you'd be very surprised at the giant brotherhood and sisterhood out there who are going through the same kind of thing. So you don't have to feel like you're the only one. And that's important too, because you shouldn't feel like you're doing something wrong. You're the only one that has ever had to go through something like this and to push away a family member and sever ties and that kind of thing. You're not.
Right.
We don't get to pick who our family is. And most of the time they're here to teach us something. And this could be one of the things that you're learning is, you know, standing up and doing things. You shouldn't worry about whether she's going to talk about you behind your back, because if you're cutting the cord and severing ties with her, don't care about it. Don't let her in. Every time that creeps in, that bothers you, that makes you upset, it's like a victory for her. And you don't need to give her any more wins. She can win her weird games somewhere else. The best thing that you can do, and I know it's very easy for me to say on this side of the computer, to don't pay attention, ignore it. And it's hard when somebody who has that kind of connection says something hurtful about you. I know it is hard to ignore it, but the more you try, the more you work on that, the easier it will get.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just writing down what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the song is "Only the Lonely."
Yeah.
Yeah. Only the Lonely. And you know what's so interesting is that we're talking about our loved ones on the other side and you know, being close to them, and Archangel Azrael is our first caller coming in. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. So Patricia, you couldn't be more appropriate for this show right now if you had planned it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, something, you know, nudged me to call in. And I just want to let you know that a long time ago, a few years ago, because I haven't called for a while, all the songs that you have given to me, I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Ken.
Ken, yes, Ken. You know, the songs that you gave to me then do pop in from time to time with me, and I know my ancestors are around me, and I always remember those songs that you told me. So I want to let you know that they're still ringing in my ears,
thank
and
you.
They're still helping me to today
thank
from
you.
Several years ago. So
I'm
it really
glad to hear that.
Yes.
Thank
so
you.
I was excited to hear that you were going to give songs, because they do. They come in strong, very strong, and I believe it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome, Patricia. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for your guidance, and thank you, Angel Azrael and Michael. I know you're there, and thank you so much for your messages. I appreciate it more than you know. Thank you.
Bless your heart, sweetie. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. Sue in the chat room says, I am looking at finishing a project to publish, and I'm looking at what is my goal date, now or in the spring? The other question is there a publisher coming on my path to finish this with me?
To finish it with you. All right, let me see. I'm asking Archangel Mike. I'm getting like all kinds of, almost like a little bit of conflicting, or not conflicting, but like a lot of things happening around that. I want to tell you, honey, these are the cards. I'm pulling cards for you. The first card you get is gratitude. This book will be received greatly. The timeline on it, Archangel Michael is almost like saying, what do you want it to do? He's saying, you're the one that's guiding the ship. You're the one that is in charge of this. He's saying, it would be easier on you mentally, emotionally, spiritually to allow it to move more towards the spring. But I don't feel like it's like either now or the spring. I feel like it's a time in between. But then you have the Ten of Pentacles, which is the card of luck. And then the Three of Pentacles, which is the card of recognition. So, honey, I do feel like you're going to get everything that you need. Archangel Michael is saying, we're not answering your particular questions exactly because the answers aren't exactly yes or no on your questions. He's saying what you need is coming. The timing is in between the ideas, what you have in your head. He's saying keep working on it, keep working forward. Keep moving and doing the processes of this project. And he's saying, and let spirit flow through it. Allow spirit to guide. I have a poster on my wall. It says, let spirit do spirit's work. And he keeps bringing my attention to it. So pray and meditate on this project. Pray for the help, the spiritual help that this project is requiring, and it will all happen in perfect divine timing. But I don't feel like it's going to be the spring. I want to say it's more like February. I'm feeling like February, early March. And I realize March is kind of the beginning of spring, but yeah. So I will leave you with that, honey. And then, Ken, what do you got?
Stu, I will just add that the song that was playing is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And this is really up to you. I know a lot of times we get caught up in what is, in that there's only one right answer for our path or what we're going to do, and that's not true. There's lots of different things. You won't make a wrong choice. It'll either be exactly what you need or exactly what it will be exactly what you need to know. So whatever it is, your instinct, your intuition tells you is the way to go. If you want a publisher, you can manifest that. You can bring them in. It's really this project you're working on is really up to you. And I hope that doesn't sound like a cop out kind of answer, but it really is. It's how you want to do this, and whatever it is that you intuitively get, whatever it is that you feel strongest about, and if you, because I'm a Virgo, I like lists, so if you feel like I really don't know, now or spring, if you feel like it has to be one of those two, and I'm with Michelle, I don't feel like it has to be one of those two at all, but make your pros and cons list. What's good about doing it right now? What's good about waiting until the spring? What's bad about those things? As exhaustive as you can. And you will be surprised at the stuff that you write down and figure out. And you'll know. Just trust yourself. You'll know what the right thing for you to do is. I hope that helps.
Yes.
347-838-9903 is the number as we head back to the phone and I think to the Skype machine. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name.
Oh, I think, are you still there?
Yes.
What's your first name?
Okay.
My question is, I wanted to know if you see me and BB, a girl, me and her being in a relationship.
Okay, honey, and what is your first name again? I didn't get it.
It's Dejan. Dejan.
Okay, Dejan. Thank you. Getting your first name and helps me to connect with you. So.
Okay.
Is this somebody that you've known for kind of a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm getting almost like it's like the oh, cool. I'm getting almost like this is like this relationship is kind of in transition right now. And that you're getting the card of possibility of regeneration. And this wonderful card that's called imagination. So what it is it's a card about really giving yourself permission to allow this to be a good relationship. And your final card is the card of love. So I do feel like that there's a really good possibility. But what Archangel Michael wants to say to you is really honor this relationship and really honor this woman or this person that you're talking about. This is a relationship that isn't to be just a Archangel Michael. it's just like kind of a quick thing or let's get together and then we're done. It's not anything like that. This is really can be a really, they keep using the word sacred. This can be a very sacred relationship and to really honor this relationship. And Archangel Michael is saying too that you're very sensitive and that if you will allow yourself to honor relationships and honor the people you're in relationship with, you will feel better in the relationship. And he's not explaining to me why he's putting it that way, but does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Yeah, because you're sensitive, and you
mm-hmm.
you get hurt, and or you react and hurt others, and it's not because you're a bad person. It's because you're sensitive, and it's really important that you honor your sensitivity. And I even want to say you're probably a little bit like psychic intuitive. So sometimes you're getting information intuitively that you're kind of feeling but not really in your mind know what's going on, and you're responding to it before it even happens. So it's almost like you go rushing in before the battle starts, and you're almost like defeating yourself. So they're saying just relax, honor the relationship and honor the person you're in relationship with. And it's an honoring. So there's something about you learning to be in sacred relationship. So I'm going to leave you with that because I feel like this is something that could be really beautiful for you. I really do. And for you to learn about how beautiful you are as a human being too. So I hope that helps you. Ken, do you have anything to add?
Sure. Dejan, the song that was playing is Callum Scott and Leona Lewis, You Are the Reason. And what I'm getting is that this is to you to move this forward, but you have to be brave and courageous, and you have to make the first move. You have to be the one who says how you feel first. You have to be willing to risk that and do that and be honest and be bold and you need to I think you will be very sorry if you wait and you don't say anything, and BB slips away. And I think you know that too, and that's something to kind of keep in mind. And I don't mean then to act out of desperation, but you want BB to know how you feel, and I think that's important. And you know, figure it out, do it in your own words. That doesn't mean as soon as you hang up here, you race over there. But you know, figure it out, and because you're in control of that. It's totally up to you. But I feel like this is somebody you've known for a long time, and I think that I think this is a good progression, and I think that BB will appreciate your being honest about how you feel and what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Very right. Cool.
Well, thank you so
you
much
for calling in.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
So much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. I think we can squeeze in one or two more here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. From Washington State.
And how can we help you today?
I just kind of wanted some insight in terms of employment. I have a third interview today. Well, it's actually the second one. We had to do a physical test, pass that, and then we had an in-person interview, pass that, and then there's another interview today. So,
alrighty.
I don't know, I feel like, yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, what I'm getting, like the very first thing, I'm pulling up cards, but as I'm pulling them up, I'm getting, it's like take the time today to, like, do a little self-care. Be grounded, get in your body, meditation, just be in, like, a really awesome state of just peace, quiet, balance. And that's like what they're looking for. They see your potential. They see your ability to do the job. And like when you go in there like really grounded and just like, I'm here, I'm ready for the job, I feel like you'll get picked. I feel like that there's a couple other people that they're still contemplating. And I feel like it's almost like it's between you and another person, like one other person. But I feel like there's four or five that they're looking at. Don't be surprised if there's yet another interview. But go in there today and really show them what you are made of. Show them that you're mm-hmm. balanced and you're grounded, that you're ready to do this job, and that you have that. Archangel Michael is also saying, show them that you're a problem solver. So I don't know what kind of a job you're going for. But he's saying show them that you have the ability to be a problem solver. So I don't know if that applies to the job you have or if it's just a mindset. But you have your outcome cards are prosperity, transformation, and imagination. So, I mean, it looks really good. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. The position is for a juvenile correction officer, and I printed out the job description, and I just kind of highlighted everything that I feel like is very, very important, and and then underlined whatever I thought was like, I have a question about that. So.
Perfect. Yeah, no wonder your direction is to really go in and be like, bam, I am here, I can handle this. And I am a problem solver. What more in that kind of position would they need as a mindset of someone who's really going to be there? Because you have to be strong to be able to do that job. And, of course, being a problem solver. You know, mm-hmm. you're dealing with kids, with issues. and they need somebody who can solve the problems, right? And God bless you in doing that work, because you have a very sweet spirit inside there, and it's important that people like you are in those positions. Archangel Michael is also saying, ask him to be with you and to go with you. I don't know if you talk to angels, but now would be a good time for you to start.
Okay. I will.
And then, Ken, what do you have to add to that?
Just real quickly, because Blog Talk Radio is getting ready to cut us off, but the song that was playing was Run to Me, Barry Manilow and Dionne Warwick, and I think it was actually a Bee Gees song before that. But this is kind of this is exactly really what Michelle was saying there at the end. Connect to your angels and your guides and bring them your issues and your concerns. Not so that they're going to magically solve them, although sometimes that does happen, but just so you have somebody who's on your side to talk to, because it makes a huge difference and it makes you feel better and it will give you more confidence. I feel like you have a couple buckets with a confidence already anyway, but it can't hurt, and it, you feel like you have a team, you have your support behind you, and especially if you're going in for another interview or whatever, it feels great to know that you've got a team behind you, and you do. But you get that real feeling of really having them when you connect more. Does that make sense, Erica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Okay. And just reading some of it, I was like, wow. It's, to me, it's kind of like you're babysitting, really. I mean, I wish, you know, that's kind of what that job seems to be like. You get to do a lot of things, and I find that exciting. But I don't know why I'm not so excited today for the third interview. I don't know what it is. I'm getting ready, so maybe once I'm, like, you know, polished up. And then... go through the job description again and get a piece of paper and then write examples of the ones that I highlighted, write examples that I can talk about. Like you said, problem solving. Well, I need to come up with examples, you know? So I think that was really helpful.
Good.
And I was just going to say, part of the reason you're not feeling excited about the job is you're nervous.
Yeah. Blog Talk Radio is getting ready to cut us off, whether we're ready or not. So, Erica, sorry to cut that short. And I see Sue in the chat room wrote some more, but we are out of time today. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we won't be here.
Oh.
But we'll
happy
be back
Thanksgiving!
Thursday. Yeah, and we'll be back the Thursday after that. So, if we didn't get to your call, check back with us in a couple weeks. We will be back. If you don't want to wait that long, go to psychictapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and you can schedule a private reading with Michelle or with me or with any of the folks who do Psychic Tapestry shows here. And you can book a private reading so that you can get something sooner. Otherwise, we will see you in a couple weeks. Thanks to everybody for calling in and hanging out in the chat room. And thank you just for listening. We really appreciate it. And Michelle, as always, thank you for giving up part of your Thursday for us.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be here. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. To you, Ken. Eat turkey. Yes.
Indeed. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great holiday. Have a great week. And we will catch you 2 weeks from this morning at this time. Take care.
Ha 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 ha